B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
Meredith, I've been dying.
Okay, so what's going on?
To bring you up to speed, I just sent Meredith. We've barely had a chance to catch up this week at all.
Right.
And
busy lives.
I sent you a text message with my update, and all it was is crying, sobbing emoji faces.
Yeah, are you okay? Tell me what's happening in the household of Roxanne.
My kids officially dropped their afternoon naps. So my older daughter was down to one nap a day, of course.
Yeah.
And she's almost 4 years old, so why would she be taking more than that? So she dropped down to one nap or zero naps.
Oh, God.
And then Daviana dropped down to one nap a day. She dropped her afternoon, her 1:30 nap. And I'm dying.
Oh,
I mean,
you need extra sleep
for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my all right, Roxanne, you know, you get up in the morning, your alarm goes off and you're like, how the hell am I going to do this?
Everything.
Well, the reason you're going to do it is because, you know,
you can drop
at 1:30.
Yes.
Close your eyes.
Yes.
Reset. It hasn't happened this week. And I feel like a freaking crazy person.
Okay. Here's what you got to do. We got to figure this
out. Right.
We got to break down things because you cannot do what you do for a living. I do something very similar as you.
Yeah.
Okay. With two children, young kids, you cannot survive off of no naps during the week. Minimum, you need two decent naps. Okay. So my girlfriend, one of my closest friends, she has three kids and she was going through this. And I will always remember that her kids were no naps anymore. She's like, no. Mommy needs a break.
Which, by the way, don't you love talking to moms with three kids?
Oh, my God.
Because then they know something happens when they have that third kid.
Yeah.
And
no
it's
BS.
They got it figured out.
Oh, they do. 100%. So heed these words, Roxanne. Just because they don't want a nap doesn't mean you're not going to nap. Okay? It's called quiet time. Sit your butt in that room and you're staying in your room and you can play with your teddy bears and you can play your games, quiet ones, and you can read a book. But you're going to be in your room for an hour. And this is what's going to happen every single day. And if you want to lay down and you want to take a nap, go ahead. But if not, you're going to be in your room and you're going to play with no noisy toys.
Padded walls. Maybe I need to get a room with, you know, just perfectly safe, baby proof. Get in there and give them like a sleeping bag to lie on the floor and say, okay, do your quiet time. Don't get off this sleeping bag. I'll play a game like, this is the island. Don't get off the island or you get eaten by sharks.
Right. Right. Okay. Something like that. The floor is lava, something. Even.
Have you seen that show on Netflix?
I have. Yeah, it just got renewed.
My daughter watches that. She's obsessed with that. Is that okay for kids?
Yes. I think it's for that. Actually, I haven't watched that with my daughter. She would probably love that. She always
weirdly,
talks about the floor being lava.
Yeah, she weirdly loves the floor being lava show.
Okay, so my other girlfriend with kids, you know those baby door locky things that you put on the handles?
Yes.
Okay, so you don't have to do this. You don't want to. But she says she puts that on the inside of her daughter's door.
Mm-hmm.
They're safe, they're sound, all that stuff. But they know you're in your room for an hour, blah, blah, blah. Everybody's safe and happy. You turn down the lights. And if you want a nap, you can nap.
I like that.
And that way you can get but after this repetition for so long, they'll know, this is quiet.
This is the routine. Okay.
So,
I'm going to have to
do really, and you don't have to do the door thing. But if this starts for a week or two, they'll get used to it.
Right.
Yeah. You need a nap, Roxanne.
It is torturous.
If not, you and I are going to rent an apartment close by and not tell anybody, including our families, and we're going to just nap.
Right. We'll just co-op it and we'll just say, okay.
Yeah.
Doug, I got a longer schedule at work now. I have to be at work until 2.
Yes. Right. At least twice a week. And you and I can rotate. I'm pretty sure other moms here at the radio station will go in on us.
Did I tell you the time? Oh, of course they will.
Yeah.
There's plenty who would sign up for that. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you about the time that I rented a hotel room by myself? I told you that.
I'll never forget that because I completely understood.
I kind of felt like a hooker, but it was so necessary. I'm
quite
sure that
off.
The woman at the desk thought I was a hooker.
Yeah, no.
But I needed time away from my family and my kids, and I just bought a hotel room for the afternoon.
And
I mean, I couldn't rent it by the hour, but paid for the whole damn night.
Well, don't feel guilty. Orlando does that just to go poop, so.
Oh.
He doesn't like doing that at the radio station. So, and he's publicly admitted this. If he really has to go and he can't hold it, he will go to the Marriott down the street and he will just rent the room and do what he needs to do and then eventually come back to work.
Okay. No judgment because I do some weird stuff, but That's in the category of strange.
Yeah. Well, you would think so. But the way he explains it is that our bathrooms, if you're listening, you don't know, the bathrooms are open in the very front by the lobby. So sometimes when we go to the bathroom, there are listeners in there. And it's great. And we love meeting everybody. But maybe not when I need to do that.
That's a good point. And I didn't think about that.
Yeah. And, you know, he's very noticeable, too. So if he's walking in or walking out and somebody sees him, he can't. So he doesn't feel comfortable. So that's what happens.
Interesting.
I think everybody's been in a position where they're going into the bathroom and someone starts a conversation with them and they really have to go. Or you need to, you know, fart or something like that. And you can't in front of somebody. It's true, right?
How about, do you ever have people when you go into the restroom and someone's next to you? Sometimes I'm guilty of this. I'm sorry, but I will be having a conversation with the person to try to be friendly. And then you're like, okay, we need to stop talking now so that we can
get to business.
Or should I talk to make the awkwardness? Should we both listen to each other? Pete, what do you do in that situation?
Like, it's all individual. Yeah. I don't know if somebody's, I'm not always going to continue a conversation. I may wrap it up after a sentence or two.
Yes.
But then it's weird because we're listening to what each other's doing.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. That's the dilemma. When you go in the restroom, if you start the conversation, you both walk into the stalls. Well, no, you can't keep talking because you're getting down to business.
Right.
But then when you stop talking, it's wide open to.
Another reason we need to buy an apartment. Yeah, I know. Okay, now we have two reasons.
I know.
I will make a huge list.
Okay. These reasons are, we're racking them up.
By the way,
mm-hmm.
I'm so sad I didn't get to go out on my dinner date night with you.
I know.
I mean,
everyone's waiting to hear how it was.
Could anything worse happen?
I'm sorry. Okay, so we didn't have our dinner date yet.
Yeah, the one that we were hyping up and talking about for weeks, it never happened.
No. No.
And you know, you want to know why? Because everyone in my family got the stomach virus that's going around the Tampa Bay area.
And you know what? You wouldn't have enjoyed going out to dinner with that.
Thank
going
God
on.
We did it.
Yeah.
Because it didn't happen. It happened before. So I was healing. It happened the day before.
So Friday, right. We were supposed to get together Saturday, go out on a foursome date. We've never done that before.
And we've been talking about it for years. So super excited. Roxanne, I'm telling you, Friday, 4 p.m., I start projectile vomiting.
Oh, it was that bad.
An hour later, Anthony's holding Olivia. She's projectile vomiting in the living room.
You know what's funny? I mean, it's not funny because you guys were so sick. When I saw you that Friday morning, I felt like something was off about you. But I didn't.
That was
it. But it wasn't like
I didn't
mean
know.
Or bad. Or it wasn't like you looked bad. You looked
beautiful.
I'm sure
something was off.
But something felt a little bit off.
And, yeah. I didn't have any stomach issues. Nothing was wrong. I was just a little kind of out of it. And I thought I was just tired.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do every single day. Yeah. We're just living on being tired and no energy. So that's what I thought. I thought I needed a nap. Oh, yeah. So anyway, that was for 24 to 36 hours. We heal. So we had to cancel. You don't want to go to dinner with us anyway. I didn't want to go to dinner or anywhere. Anyway, so Anthony's like, woo, okay.
He had it too?
House is sanitized and cleaned. No, he didn't get it.
Okay.
Until Sunday. Midnight on Sunday going into Monday, this man runs to the bathroom, is like projectile vomiting, and it's so loud it's waking the kids up.
Oh my god.
Because you know when guys
thing.
Like we try to be quiet about it.
Yes.
When guys get sick, it's loud.
Doug was sick like 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Projectile vomiting.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the stomach bug, it was something else because I don't anyways. I thought he was trying to be a comedian.
Right.
Did you think Anthony was being a caricature of someone throwing
just
up?
Adding volume to everything for no reason?
Yes, adding volume. And and it's like so long. It's like, I'm sorry, but when I throw up, I mean, nobody wants to hear these noises, but I try to be like, like quick. This was a.
Yes. Like a bear. Like a bear got sick in the bathroom.
We were on the patio. We heard Doug getting sick. And I kept my babies out there. I'm like, don't go inside. You don't want to hear those noises.
No.
I was like, what's daddy doing?
Well, the bathroom, our little bathroom in our master, that wall, on the other side of the wall where the toilet is where my daughter sleeps, the oldest one.
Oh, wow.
So she wakes up at like 12:30 coming out. What's wrong? I hear dad. Yeah, that's how loud it was. Everybody woke up.
Oh,
but anyway,
gosh.
So I couldn't go to work on Monday because Anthony got sick in the middle of the night the day before we were supposed to go back to work. I can't call grandma, grandpa.
No.
Ain't no babysitter's going to come over to the house in the middle of the night. So I had to be late to work. I didn't show up to work till 8 because I had to. They weren't sick. So I got them to school. I'm listening to the show I'm supposed to be on driving. I'm like, I'm never late. I'm never even call off work.
No.
But anyway, I showed up. I thought the guys were completely understanding. But anyway, that's what happened. And everybody got it. And by the way, it's going around in the Tampa Bay area. This isn't just a Meredith sickness thing. This is at almost every school. So be prepared.
I am glad that you are feeling better. And we will get, I have my calendar, so we're going to reschedule right now.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Please, I need a date night with you. Maybe just with you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.